Hello again, listeners. This is Andy Hanasek, Editor-in-Chief of the National Provisioner, and welcome to the second episode in our packaging series with PMMI. Today, I'm going to sit down with Tom Egan, Vice President of Industry Services and Membership for PMMI, to discuss the changing landscape of food safety. So without further ado, on to the podcast.
Okay, Tom, thanks for joining us today. We're going to talk a little bit about the Food Safety Modernization Act and your thoughts on the changing landscape of food safety. So let's just jump right in here. What, from your perspective, what should protein processors expect from the FSMA? How is it different from some of the food safety regulations out there that they've gone through already?
Andy, I think there are some good safety regulations out there now, and certainly the food processing suppliers have been doing a strong job because we have a great food supply chain. Having said that, when the FSMA was passed in legislation in January, one of the biggest elements that most everyone picked up on was the additional reporting requirements, especially as it relates to the one up, one down as the shorthand notation for it. And basically it means that there needs to be more tracking of the products, let's say the ingredients going into a food, and then the one down where the packaged food is now going into the rest of the supply chain. So while this information may have already been available, it's perhaps not that the information or the data, we won't say the information, the data has been collected in a more structured fashion. And that's probably one of the biggest elements. Now, if the FDA says we are going to do an inspection, then the information needs to be readily available for the review by the appropriate authorities.
So along the lines of collecting that information and maybe processors who aren't doing it, not doing it outright, but maybe not doing it up to enough specification of what the FDA is going to be looking for, do you think there's a lot of heavy lifting, in a sense, that's going to need to be done on the processor level to come in compliance with this?
My sense is that the heavy lifting is going to be on the establishment of what I often look at that has already been done in the drug industry. It's more on the order of the development of some very standard SOPs, standard operating procedures, and adherence to those, as well as the ability to do the data collection. And when it comes to the amount of data that you're going to want to collect, I think there the need and the opportunity for suppliers to the food processing groups is going to be that ability to provide an automated data collection. So it's not just the collection of the data, but it's the storage of the data in a retrievable format. So two elements I raised there. One is the item that says their standard operating procedures are going to be put in place, probably even more than what you have now. And within all of those SOPs, there will be statements that say we're going to collect data at such and such a time, and that data collection will, in my opinion, need to be pretty well automated so that you can just collect the amount that needs to be done. And that's where suppliers that we have in our membership and certainly we'll have at PAC Expo are going to be able to help the whole of the front end of the supply chain to comply.
Along those lines, is the analysis of this data something that processors can do with the folks they have on board, or do you see more of you know, processors needing to bring in analysts or, you know, high-level mathematicians, if you will, to kind of handle this data and handle this the analysis of this data?
I don't sense that you're needing to do analyst type capability. I think more it's the ability to organize the data in a good fashion, in a straightforward forward fashion so that when it needs to be located or if it does need to be analyzed for some future process, it can be presented in a clean format. I don't sense that there would need to be an analyst hired to interpret it so much as a very good system in place to collect the data and be able to relate that data to a timestamp or a particular point in time.
Okay, that makes sense. So let's shift gears just a little bit and talk about the FSMA from the protein industry's perspective. Are there areas in which it might not comply or apply completely to the protein industry? What are some of the parts of the act that meat processors particularly need to pay close attention to?
I really would say that we're probably going back to my initial statement. It's that element of doing the good data collection. I will also add that we have just completed, PMMI has just completed a study that we'll be releasing in the next 2 weeks that talks about food processing machinery. We call it a market assessment. Mm-hmm. And one of the elements in there where we did direct interviews, our research firm did direct interviews with just under 70 individuals involved in the supply chain, including meat processors. There are indications that some of the design criteria that's been used for equipment will need to be modified, especially as it relates to being sure that you are fulfilling and you are eliminating, you're fulfilling an obligation for a clean machine, you're eliminating any opportunity for any area where a contamination could reside or could grow. So the industry is doing a good job now. It's going to take that next step and say with the latest advances that you have in machine design and in modularity in equipment, being able to take it apart quickly and put it back together, how might that apply for individual types of protein and specifically even more than the product right to my plant. So I do think you'll see that is going to be an area of focus where the food products teams will get together and say we want to take another look at area X. It's again an opportunity for suppliers to come together and share their expertise with the food processors to help make sure that everything in the plant is in line with the best that it can be.
Okay, Tom, I was going to ask you about what the next steps were in a sense, and you kind of walked into that with that last answer, but you brought up another point, which was working with the suppliers and developing the, you know, getting food safety to where it needs to be from the processor level and the machine design and everything. What, from your own personal perspective, what advice would you give the processors in terms of promoting and pushing food safety out via their equipment design and their plant design and facilities and whatnot? Is there any hard and fast advice you can give to processors in relation to the FSMA?
I encourage that collaboration, Andy, and it says you'll talk to anyone and they say, sure, it's the right thing. Bring the team together. Have everybody take a look. We just did a little article. Chuck Yuska has a little note in the PMT for September, October, where we talked about the need for communication. And in it, he was speaking about that area where when a team comes together, you take a look from a slightly different perspective. Your perspective is coming from an experience level, is coming from one dimension. So you're looking at a problem, but you're looking at it through a slightly different filter and experience level than I am. And when you bring a team together to attack a problem like that and you put those ideas together, that collaborative result is often a much better solution than any one group or individual could come up with. So that sharing and that idea to bring the suppliers in to say, we'd like to know what you think about how we're doing things right now, is going to be at that element of saying, here's a fresh set of eyes, a set of eyes that are used to dealing with equipment and processes. Let's see what they have to say about what we, the food processor, are doing right now. And I think that is one. It's just an element and an important aspect that I would encourage everyone to do. It takes time, right? And we're time pressed. Mm-hmm. But when you provide that time to sit together and hear that different perspective, it sometimes opens up that, wow, didn't think of that. And you're able to move into a solution set that perhaps could be implemented in a pretty straightforward fashion, but you had not thought about because your perspective was not that from someone looking at it from an outside.
So what would you say your personal perspective is on how far the meat and poultry industry and maybe the food industry overall has to go in terms of this collaboration? And the reason I ask is on my travels out to the processors, you know, when I do the cover stories and whatnot and some of the special reports and I go to the plants, I always hear about how those processors, they work with their suppliers pretty hand-in-hand. You know, Hormel Foods, with a lot of their sustainability, for example, they work pretty hand-in-hand with their suppliers in those areas and whatnot. And many of the other processors do. Hormel just popped into mind. Do you get that picture that the industry is mostly there, or do you see a lot more collaboration needed or in the hopper along the lines of meeting these food safety issues?
I think that's a great question. I would say in an easy statement that it's a continuous journey. And again, it's one of those where you say, sure, we've heard that before. Mm-hmm. But think about that journey that you're doing whenever you go through any implementation to improve your process. You improve one aspect, you don't stop and say, that's as good as it'll ever be, I'll let it go, because technology and capabilities change. So even as you're collaborating now, that opportunity to bring someone in and say, let's take a look at this. You've supplied it to me. It's been in the field. It's been in my plant. It's been operating successfully for 9 months. Tell me what you see. You've probably built other machines like this. What have you learned from building other machines that we might be able to take a look at here to improve our process? So it's that continuous journey. It's not that there is such a long way because we are so far behind. It's rather that as good as we are, we don't stop and say, okay, we've hit the plateau or we've hit the perfect point. Now it's an element to say, how can we improve this? We think we're doing pretty well. How can we move that and improve that and go incrementally to the next step? And so that collaboration again comes in to say, I know we're doing well together. Tell me what you've seen in the industry. Tell me some things that perhaps we should be doing that we're not doing right now. And that's where you go on that continuous improvement process, something that the lean journey and certainly sustainability is also teaching us. You do an element of working on your sustainable footprint as a manufacturer. It's not a point to say, stop, that's good, we did one. It's to say, okay, what's the next one that we do? What's the one after that we do? So that you continually look to make that improvement. And that collaboration, it takes time and it takes an open sharing with those that are engaged in the supply chain, your customers, your suppliers, and you as a processor.
Excellent, Tom. Is there anything else you wanted to add on this topic that we didn't cover?
No, appreciate the opportunity to speak about it. We have this study available in an executive format. Will be released, I think, right at PAC Expo. So encourage anyone that's interested or hears about the study to please go and take a look and download the executive results, and then we can help engage that process for the whole rest of the supply chain.
And what website will that report be on? Will it be on the PMMI or the PAC Expo website or both?
It will definitely be on PMMI.org. We may have a press release about it on the PACExpo.com website. Thank you for asking. And they can reference either one to get to the executive summary.
Excellent, Tom. Thank you so much for your time, and I'll see you at PAC Expo, and I'm sure many of our listeners will, too, at the end of September.
Great. I look forward to saying hello. Stop by the PMMI booth, which will be just outside the central hall, and just say hello. I enjoy meeting all of your listeners.
Thanks, Tom.
Take care.